an old tune called Whiskey Before Breakfast that Doc plays. Now, yeah, it's a great old fiddle tune, and it's interesting to me that, you know, Doc learned to play these fiddle tunes so beautifully because he was in the square dance band in the 50s with no fiddler, and he had to do the fiddle part. On the electric guitar. It had a very nice Les Paul. He kept turned down low and just could play the pajamas at it.
Well, you could turn it about as loud as I'm running the good old
that's true,
guitar.
Yeah.
And it wasn't tuned, it wasn't rigged up on the electric guitar. It went, didn't do that though. It went about like that.
How did you learn those fiddle tunes? Did you have other fiddlers around that you?
I'd heard a lot of fiddle playing done, and I used to play backup guitar like you heard on the old
record,
like Riley Puckett did.
Right.
And I'd heard other fiddle players. An old boy we called Uncle Ben Miller, everybody did. He wasn't my uncle, I don't reckon he was related to me. And then I heard Hank Garland and Grady Martin picking fiddle tunes like Pretty Little Widow and
Sugarfoot Rag, wasn't that one of the ones?
Yeah, and one and another in Nashville. And I said, found out if they can play them on a guitar, I can too. So I got to play with Jack Williams and had 10 years worth of good, absolutely invaluable practice on the guitar for those 10 years using a flat pick.
And those dances were like 30 minutes long sometimes too, weren't they?
Sometimes, and it'd break your arm by the time you got done.
But you get really good at it.
I used to hang it on with a flat pick too. And Whiskey Before Breakfast is a pretty good example of what I did in Nashville. Do you want to start this meeting?
No, you start it off.